This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that's, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand to clear the road. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're always so stupid. Did you take lessons?
You're despicable.
What just happened? Hi, Joe Basita, your host. Always a pleasure to have you on board. Appreciate the time you spend with me on the air. In the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. What happened today? Hey, have you all come down? I mean, the... I don't even know where to go with this. Have the drugs done wore off from today? I mean, think about the craziness that took place today. Right? I cannot believe. I know, huh? I can't believe the craziness. That no charges whatsoever. And we're going to talk about this later on. Because, you know, in this first session, I don't have much. I can't even get the words out of my mouth. Hey, like that. I can't even explain. Some of the things I want to work on, some of the things I want to talk about is the, there's something here, I know you're going to go, no, really, Joe? There's something here that just doesn't sound right. It doesn't smell right. It doesn't feel right. And I'm not talking about the come on, I'm not talking about the obvious. The obvious is exactly that. Here's what I don't get. Now, y'all know how long it takes for the FBI to do anything. I don't care what it is. I would imagine it takes them just as long to make a cup of coffee. All right? They thoroughly investigate everything. So Loretta Lynch meets with Mr. Clinton, the First Lady, if you would, or soon-to-be First Lady. And that was, you know, you can't do that. That was bad. It was bad timing, bad visuals, bad, right? Then you look at, what was it, Friday, Saturday morning, a holiday weekend, and what happens? They question her, not interrogate, because we don't want to use that harsh of a word. They question her for 3.5 hours, because apparently the FBI has got nothing better to do than to question her, right? I mean, come on, think about this. Work this through in your mind. Because I'm watching some of the Dems, I won't call them friends, but some of the Dems that I know online that are having a field day with this. Like, she didn't do anything wrong, the FBI, he chastised her, Comey chastised her for the first 10 minutes of the speech. Which was really amazing, you know, it almost sounded like he was getting ready to say, and we're looking to charge her with this, 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 and this. Right? At least that's the kind of feeling everybody, including myself, got. So back to my timeline here. Come on, think this through. meeting with Clinton last week. The AG says, you know, whatever the FBI recommends, I'm going to go with, basically. She already knew what they were going to recommend. Don't give me this stuff about how fair it was. She already knew what they were going to go with. And then, like I said, Saturday morning, we have the, what's it called? The 3.5 hour tea and crumpet with her. Is it tea and crumpets? Okay, there you go. See that? So, after all of this, and again, it's a holiday weekend. I'm not sure the best of the best was really paying attention. And you have Sunday. I'm sure people were out of town on Sunday, or the feds were going out of town on Sunday. Then you have Monday, our actual Independence Day. We're talking about two 24-hour periods here. Right? And then what happens? First thing Tuesday morning, apparently they've looked at all the evidence that they got in 3.5 hours of conversation. That isn't enough time to transcribe that. Are you serious? Come on, think about this. Are you serious? People, this is such a big deal. This, I feel like I'm back in the 70s in the home area of the North End of Boston, and the mafia is running rampant, and they're getting away with whatever they want. The cops won't get involved. Nobody will slow them down. Nobody will stop them. That's the frustration that this feels like. Margaret Stewart lied to the FBI. They can prove that Hillary's lied to them a half a dozen times. She did jail time. Petraeus has been plastered on so many things. What is this all about? You know what it's all about, I don't have to tell you, but you see what I'm saying? There's something, and when I say there's something wrong here, you know I don't mean that. And if this doesn't fit, it doesn't come together right. Yeah. Corey Duncan will join us after this first break, but we're going to be all about Hillary in the second hour. Don't go far. I'm Joe Mastini, your host. You're listening to The Real Side on GCN Live.
J&M Enterprises is a full-service screen printing company. They print on shirts, pants, hats, cuffs, frisbees, sports bags, sweatshirts, tote bags, and most any other promotional items. J&M has been family-owned and operated for over 25 years. J&M takes pride in providing high-quality products and services because we care. Our state-of-the-art equipment enables us to print high volume with superior quality on any job. We print on clothing lines for schools, businesses, sports teams, and bands nationwide. Our team is committed to total customer satisfaction and the quality you should expect from a professional screen printing company. J&M, family owned and operated. Give us a call. We guarantee a great product at a great price. 800-462-0002. For a price quote, 800-468-0002. Or go to the web at www.jnm.cc.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injury, batteries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
Hi, my name is Scott Fuchs, teacher and rowing coach for over 14 years. I was sluggish, overweight, on prescription drugs, and only 30-something. Fortunately, I was referred to Dr. Z, and happy to say Dr. Z's all-natural protocols over a consistent course resolved my health issues. I'm in the best shape of my life, and most importantly, on zero medications.
I'm Dr. Zdanowski, author of Evology, trained as a primary care physician, surgical manipulation under anesthesia, expert in nutrition, diet, weight loss, immune system, and I specialize in chiropractic. My 15 years of professional experience has taught me the four keys to vibrant health: a balanced musculoskeletal system, an integrated nervous system, a flowing lymphatic system, and a body filled with over 90 essential nutrients. This has been a secret too long. Actualize your potential, reverse disease. Call me, Dr. Z. 201-945-1177, 201-945-1177, evolveyourself.com.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Gentlemen, Ciccolini here may talk like an idiot and look like an idiot, but don't let that fool you. He really is an idiot.
We are back. You're listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. I very much appreciate the time that you spend with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Hey, look at, get involved in it. We have a live chat room going on up on the website, therealside.com. We can find it up there. You know? I got to breathe deep tonight. Tonight's going to be one of those nights for me. I just got to keep breathing deep. Because I said earlier, I grew up with this kind of thuggery in Boston, in the north end of Boston, where, you know, mafia was just a way of life. And you saw these little mom and pop stores that had to give in because of, you know, because of the mafia. Now, if you played by their rules, everything was fine. You didn't always get your way, but everything was fine. I kind of feel like that's what's going on now here in this country. We are no longer ruled by we the people. We're pretty much done with that. And maybe it will take a real... See, I don't agree with some of my compadres. You know, let me get him on, and let me get him wound up, too. Corey Duncan joins me, as he does every week. We always have a good time when he's on the show. We lovingly refer to him as our mad black man from Baltimore. Corey, thanks for joining me tonight.
Always a pleasure to come on.
Yeah, so... You know, I mean, you understand Baltimore politics. You understand what it's like in the street. I told you I grew up in the streets of Boston, so I kind of get I have a clue. I'll put it that way. I kind of feel like that's where we're at again. We're in the same place. We're living under thuggery. We're living under mafia rule. What do you think?
Well, I'm at a loss for words. I'm very disappointed in the decision, but I kind of figured this was going to happen because, I mean, we live in a time where the progressivism is it's rampant through politics, and you have Republican, rubber-legged Republicans, and as I told everyone a long time ago, that you're going to have these situations until you get rid of the hierarchy of the RNC, and they, you know. But I'm not at all surprised by what happened about them letting her off, and you know, then they making all these excuses about Benghazi. You know, I think the fix is in. I think that's what she's going to wind up getting elected because the Republicans are going to blow this election, and they're basically letting her get off scot-free, and that's because the Clintons. Like the Bushes and these power families that they have in this country, that they can pretty much rob a bank, run out the door, you can have a picture of them, and they would not get convicted. Basically that's what Barack Obama can do. He can take, right. Run out the door of a bank, but I'm not surprised. I'm not surprised at the way things are going and the way that, you know, they investigated it, and I mean, we already know it wasn't a thorough investigation. What it was just something where as though that, you know, they did something to say, almost like the Warren Commission. They did something, or 9/11 Commission. They did something so the public can say, well, see, we did an investigation, and we found nothing, come on, nothing plausible. I mean, it was Ray Charles could see this coming. and the Attorney General, I'm really, 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 really disappointed. I'm really, really am.
What about the people at your work? I mean, it's a government facility. You're talking with people, obviously, that work for the government. A whole bunch of Dems. Has anybody said to you at all, in any way, that this is off? This is wrong. She had some issues, she had some problems, or they're all just kind of cheering good for her?
No, everyone knows the fix is in. I mean, even the ones that are liberal, they know that the fix is in, and they already have worked on something. They was like, well, I told you so, and then it was like, you know, a lot of them were like, well, Corey, you did say, I mean, because I saw this coming when that secret meeting happened the other day. We already know what that was about. I mean, come on. When a plane takes off, you have to let a control tower know 50 miles ahead that you're taking off. And all of a sudden, this plane, these two planes, just happen to be in the same area at the same time. It's like about 5 or 10 different stories. But get back to your statement. More or less, everyone knows that the fix is it, and everyone knows how Hillary operates. She's a snake. People call Bush, the fallen Bush and the sun Bush snakes. But this woman is a bigger snake.
Yeah, I the timeline for this doesn't fit. The timeline for this just doesn't work for me because you know how long it takes the feds to do anything. And I have somebody on the inside of the FBI who just sent me a message tonight and said, there's a lot more to this. We'll talk later on this week. I don't even know what that means.
Yeah, well, I myself have a lot of friends. I won't say what agency, but I mean, they all know that it's geopolitical and it's more or less the Clintons had their own mercenary squad that goes out. How about the gentleman that was supposed to testify against her? All of a sudden, he's found dead. I mean, when you see all this type of stuff happening, I mean, it would take a complete fool not to know what's going on or whatever. You know, it's almost like you hit a single and you run to the base and you get to the base and somebody picked the base up and hit it.
Yeah.
I mean, what? I mean, you know, after a minute, you have to kind of ask, is it even worth it to get out of bed and go ahead and go to work and even live in this world? Because it's just crazy. And I hate to sound down today, but I'm just disappointed in how the government is proceeding to work and, I mean, the work, the do things that it's doing. And, I mean, you know, you already know that it's criminal. The Klan's a criminal to begin with. Anytime you get all of this help from people that live in, I mean, all these contributions from Kuwait and places like this, that nobody from Kuwait lives here. I mean, not like lives here with though that. Come on, if you're getting this from Saudi princes and things like that, you understand the fix is there.
There's a lot of people. Matter of fact, if you check out my piece up on the website at therealside.com, I wrote how dangerous it is to be acquainted with, part of, or involved at all with the Clintons. I mean, over 50 families have been affected by the Clintons. It's just nuts and crazy. I don't know why you don't. If they ever came up to me and said, hey, we'd like to use your services, I'd say, I'm retiring. That's what I would do. I'm retiring.
Yeah, I mean, because it's deadly to mess with people that have that kind of power.
We're going to a break. Hold on a minute. We'll be back in a second. I'm Joe Messina, your host. You're listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. We'll be back in a minute more with Corey Duncan, our mad black man from Baltimore, right after this. Joe Messina, host of the Real Side Radio Show here. Did you miss the Affordable Care Act enrollment deadline? Can't bring yourself to sign up for a health care plan that's inadequate, restrictive, or just plain bad? Before you get tagged with all those penalties that go along with not having health care, get in touch with my friends at Liberty Health Share. That's right, the people at Liberty Health Share have plans that will work for you, and you can sign up at any time during the year. Liberty Health Share plans also give control of your plan back to you. That's right, you will again have the freedom to choose what's right for you and your family. Plans are available for individuals and family members, not including the dog. Even if you already have enrolled in a health care plan, it's not too late. Memberships in Liberty Health Share plans can replace what you have now and allow you to go to any hospital and any doctor you choose. You don't believe me? Call them at 855-585-4237. Find out about their contract-free plans. Now, don't wait. Do it now. Let me finish first, though. Get informed or visit libertyhealthshare.org. Tell them Joe sent you. They won't care, but it sounds good.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention, Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Are you one of the 70% of Americans that want to own your own business, afraid to leave the security of your current job to pursue your dreams? I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and myself want to show you a low-cost way to create your own business, working around your current job schedule, creating extra income for you and your family by joining his crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shot the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price can vary depending on your health issue and company and other factors. Not available in all states.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Would you mind telling me whose brain I did put in?
Then you won't be angry.
I will not be angry.
Abby someone.
Abby someone. Abby who?
Abby Normal.
We are back. Always a pleasure to have you on with me. I appreciate the time you spent with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Corey Duncan joins me again, as he does every week, and we talk about the issues of the day. Today, you know, it's almost like the Mafia won, and we've lost again. That's almost what it feels like at times, and it's just amazing to me. Corey, again, thanks for being with me today.
Always a pleasure.
Yeah. So, all right. So let's get to a more uplifting story. Let's go to Baltimore and what's going on there right now. I mean, you've got Marilyn Mosby now. They're trying to nail her and disbar her, aren't they?
Yeah. I mean, and that's a good thing. That's not a bad thing. Which, in a way, says, you know, at least $30 million worth of the city's money trying to prosecute something that she. She didn't prosecute, but she got a lot of problems. She got a lot of legal problems coming up. I saw her coming out of the courthouse one day last. Well, I don't know if it was last week or whatever. They had a picture of her, and she looked like she don't look the same person. She looked like she's going through a, you know, you can tell when a person's going through a lot. So,
oh, she has to be. She has to feel like she's been beat up bad because there isn't anybody on her side anymore. I don't see anybody defending her. Do you?
I don't see anybody defending her or the mayor.
God, they're in a lot. Yeah, they're in a world of hurt right now. That's the way. At least that's the way I see it. The what is the word on the street there, though? As far as, you know, the other police officer today decided, here's a shock. You ready for this? He's going with a judge trial. Why not? This judge has had to play it right by the letter of the law, and they're all winning that way. I look, you know, Skype is always so wonderful and fun, isn't it? Anyhow. You there?
Yeah.
All right. So what I was asking you was, you know, that you know, what the people on the street there, it's just amazing to me how this is run by Democrats. This whole city's run by Democrats. She spent all this money. Are any of them willing to speak out against her? Any?
None of them. they're gonna stick to their guns, and they're gonna keep on, you know, dodging and ducking. You can't even get Elijah Cummings to say anything about the situation anymore. So that just goes to show you, you know, when all the rats are in the room, they eat all the cheese, and then when you go to turn on the lights, all the rats run and they leave. You know, it's almost like musical chairs. And when you deal with people like this, you have to have at least 20 chairs, because when the music stops, you better have a chair, because guess what? You're going to be the patsy if not.
Does Elijah even know where Baltimore is anymore? I mean, it's been a while since he's been there, right?
Well, he's been too busy hosting sit-ins, so, I mean.
I got news for you, buddy. They do that all the time. All they do is sit around and do nothing anyhow. Nobody's figured that out yet. Like, it's a big deal that they all sat around for a couple of hours. They do that all the time. It's not a big deal. I don't know, Corey. I'm switching gears on you because I'm just so teed off by this. You know, you see President Clinton out there today. He's out campaigning for Hillary using Air Force One. I wonder who paid for that campaign trip. You got that. It's just amazing to me that we're buying this. They are running with this like they own the place.
Well, that's what happens when you have liberals in office and they write blank checks. And, you know, it's just how it is. And, you know, I mean, you know, when you have people that when they get in the office and then they, you know, they just start to, you know, that I give my friend a raise, give this person, do this, do that. And I'm like, you know, this was Bush, and he was going and doing this, running around under the country, wasting Air Force One fuel or whatever. You would never hear the end of it.
No, they'd be all over us and him for not screaming about it. But yet he can do. I mean, the man can do just about anything he wants to do, and nobody cares, right? Nobody cares.
Well, see, the thing of it is when you have situations, when you have a lot of situations where people just abuse power, and nobody is taking and holding these people accountable, and that's why they're allowed to do what they want to do, because the typical Joe and the typical ignorant voter that put them in office because not because of their work, they put them in there because of party. And they don't really understand why you write the person in or push the lever for them to go in the office. They just do it because of the party, and they don't understand. You don't vote for the party. You vote because what the person is going to do for the country.
Yeah, this has brought that up. Don't you think a hundredfold? You're really starting to see that people are much more party oriented than they are country-oriented. You're seeing that people are much more into making sure that their party is got the power at any cost for any reason than making sure that America stays strong. Am I wrong on this or what?
No, you're absolutely right. But see, you have to understand the liberal progressive thinking is taking you know, just vote party lines, and they don't. You know, that's what we call the ignorant voter, and that's what they are. They're very ignorant.
Yeah, I agree with that. And the low IQ voter is somebody that we were always afraid of happening. Because if you don't really understand the issues, you don't understand what's going on, you're going to default to voting for your party. You're going to default to vote for what your party, well, the party you belong to, period. And you look at what's going on in Baltimore, and it doesn't, see, Corey, it doesn't matter what they do to you guys, and the people in Baltimore, it doesn't matter what they do to them. I guess you could start walking down the street shooting people in the head on your way down to do your swearing in to take your office, and nobody would care.
Well, see, the only problem about it is, after a minute, you can't understand the liberal thinking that your city is run down, your city is horrible. The people that live there don't even want to live there. It's almost, you know, it's almost like your captives that live in Beirut or whatever, or in some third world country, But I mean, they're okay with the way that things are going. So, you know, I don't understand the mind thought and the mind process of it, but that's just how they are. That's why I say it's not even a part. It's not even that. It's a sickness. And when you have a sickness where you are taking, put a person in office because of their color, their skin, or because you don't even, half of the people that vote don't even know what their agenda is. They don't even know what the person's agenda is or whatever they're trying to push. All they know is a D. If it's a D beside their name, that's who they're going to vote for. They don't care. But, you know, it's sad. It's sad. It really is.
So how do you turn these people around? I mean, sure.
You can't.
Oh, thank you. All right, so it's over. Nuke the place.
No offense intended, but how can you fix it? How can you fix it? One, if they can't fix it, because the only way they can fix it is that we try our best to get a conservative or to get someone that's a Tea Party person in or whatever. And this is what we need. We need this man. We need Trump in office. Because we don't need anyone that's above the establishment. And that's what the problem is. And that's why this convention coming up that I'll be attending is going to be so ragtag and wild and crazy or whatever, because they don't want him in there because they, you know, then now we get to see who the real Republicans are. Who are the real rats and you know, who are the real rats in the trash can.
You're right.
Because what it is, they want their paycheck, and they want to keep on living and making six figures, and you know, got their sleeves rolled up, you know, or whatever. Yeah, that's the working man, you know. That all that's for scenery, and you have to understand a person. If you know anything about certain parts of government, when they put out propaganda, you look at the picture. When they show you a picture, you look at the picture. But you don't look at the picture. You look what's beyond the picture and around the picture. You don't look at the picture because they put the picture up for what they want you to chase and look at.
Yeah, you know, it's funny how he was able to get Obama was able to get on a plane and make sure that Hillary got to her campaign stop and campaign for her and with her. But this weekend, 32, as of I think it was Monday afternoon, 32 people were shot and killed in Chicago. We'll talk about that on the other side of the break. I'm Joe Mastini, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. Don't go far. Corey Duncan joins me. Our mad black man from Baltimore. We'll be back in just a couple of minutes.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health issue and company and other factors. Not available in all states.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
As a doctor, I see patients every day who are losing their vision and independence to age-related macular degeneration, also known as AMD. It's the leading cause of blindness in adults 55 and older. Some of us are at greater risk for AMD. If you have blurry vision or blind spots, they can be symptoms of AMD. If left untreated, it can lead to blindness. The good news? With early detection, AMD can be managed with effective clinically approved treatments that can reduce or even reverse some vision loss. Learning that you have AMD can be scary, but there's hope and help. The Foundation Fighting Blindness is researching and developing treatments and cures for AMD. To get your free AMD information packet, contact the Foundation Fighting Blindness today at 1-800-BLINDNESS. That's 1-800-BLINDNESS. Join the fight against AMD, because together there is a cure in sight.
Today, how to incorporate your business in just 10 minutes so you won't lose everything if you get sued. Step 1, stop putting it off. If you're not incorporated and someone sues your business tomorrow, it's not just your business at risk. You can lose everything, your home, your car, even your life savings. Step 2, call the following number for a free 10-minute incorporation guide from Incorporate.com. 1-800-941-5257. They don't provide legal or financial advice. They just make incorporating quick and easy. So you can incorporate or form an LLC in just 10 minutes. That number again is 1-800-941-5257. Step 3, congratulate yourself. By taking just 10 minutes to incorporate your business or form an LLC, you protected your home, your car, and your life savings. And that is how you incorporate your business in just 10 minutes. But hurry while they're still giving away these 10-minute incorporation guides for free. Call 1-800-941-5257. That's 1-800-941-5257.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 pain relief hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
106 miles to Chicago. We got a full tank of gas, half a pack of cigarettes. It's dark, and we're wearing sunglasses. Hit it.
Seems everything I buy these days has got a foreign name. From the kind of car I drive to my video game.
I got a Nikon camera, a Sony color TV.
But the one that I love is from the USA, standing next to me.
My baby,
we are back. You're listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. You can also catch us on a station near you. Hop up on the website, therealside.com. We can watch live, listen live. You can check the stations, times, places, and listen. If you can't get it on a station near you, call them and ask them why. It's really that simple. Why aren't you carrying the show? Again, it really is that simple. Anyway, give me a call. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Always a pleasure to have you with me. Corey Duncan joins me like he does every week here on the show. We lovingly refer to him as our Mad Black Man from Baltimore. You can see, or hear, I shouldn't say you can see, but you can hear in his voice how passionate it is and how really is about the stuff that's going on around him. He doesn't understand why people just don't see this. And again, Corey, first, thanks for being with me tonight. I appreciate it.
Always a pleasure to come on.
And you really gave me a downer. I'm looking for my old drug pack here. When you said, you don't think there's any way we can change this. You don't think there's any way that we can get, you know, Democrats to see. And let's take it out of the Democrat and Republican. A certain group of people to see that these people aren't helping them. That the Hillary Clintons of the world have not done them any favors.
Well, that's what makes it so interesting to anybody that knows anything about psychology or whatever, or how the human mind works. I mean, it's really annoying to see people, to see your citizens that understand what it is to be American, what it is to live in this country, and how our system is set up, you know, as far as a democracy. But when you have it overtaken by thugs, hooligans, and pretty much they're white collar hooligans or whatever, and they're taking their Bogart and they're taking their
Why can't they be black collar hooligans?
Well,
hey, we play it fair and equal on this show, buddy.
See, what the problem of it is that you're not on that level. You know, like Hillary said one time. Hillary said that laws are for poor people, and you know that's pretty much what it is, and that's how they have lived. But I can tell you right now, it's going to be so many scandals in that White House because of Bill. Because I can't imagine that you know she's going to get through 4 years. I think if she does get elected, 4 years will be it for her. She won't be in after that. I don't think. I don't think, but she's going to get in, like I told you off of air. She's going to get in because of, you know, the rubber leg Republicans and this guy Ryan. Ryan is just horrible. Why does he just say that he's going to vote for Hillary?
Yeah, he's the new progressive. He's our new progressive Republican. I mean, he's a new. Right. It's a new arm of the Republican Party. Should be called the progressives. Yeah, or the regressives, get it? Anyway, you know, it's just the way it is. Hey, I want to finish up, though, in Chicago. We talk a lot about it off air, and I almost hate doing that at times, but so here's the deal. They have been averaging 15 people being shot almost every day. 12 people were shot in a 4-hour span over the weekend, 32 total, okay? The president has not said a word about this being, you know, gun issue, a violence, nothing. Actually, and Sharpton and Jackson, I don't know if you've heard, but they've been in a coma for the last 6 months because you haven't heard squat from them. Now, first I'm thinking it's because Sharpton owes so much money in taxes, but apparently they won't touch him. But, no, sir, you look at this stuff and you say, does anybody really care? I mean, does the community there in Chicago, and I'm not just talking about the black community, I'm talking about the Chicago community, do they even care that this is going on in their communities?
I think they do, but what can you do about it? When you have certain arms of the government, and I'm going to go there, because we all know that the ones that's listening, and they're probably listening to me too, that there's certain entities of the government and certain entities of this country that arms these people. No one can get an AK-47 fully automatic. It has to be altered. And the only way that you can get that is through people that's giving them these types of guns, which means the black market is better than just going to the regular gun store. But I think the citizens that live in these communities care, and I think they don't want to see this, but they don't want to live like this. But they're pretty much trapped, and the politicians aren't going to do anything because a lot of the politicians are in bed with these gangs and groups, and so are the police too. They're in bed with them to a degree, but you never hear about it. You're not going to hear about it because they're going to turn a blind eye to it, and they know what's going on. They know exactly what's going on. Let me explain something. Barack Obama knew what happened in Baltimore about Freddie Gray within minutes, within seconds. But this stuff is going on in Chicago, but these guys killing each other left and right, like a combat, Why don't he go do anything about that? And, you know, nobody is going to ask him these questions because the media is just going to keep throwing him softball question after softball question. And then you take and invite people to the White House that incited a riot, burned down half of the city, and you invite them to the White House to pat him on the back. I mean, what? I mean, you're a hypocrite. You're doing it two different ways. And it's like, you know, I don't understand, is every journalist within the White House, is every journalist a progressive? Why don't any conservatives ask questions? Or they all been ran out of the White House press corps?
Yeah, they've been beat up pretty bad. They're kept at bay. They're not allowed to ask as many questions as the others. And you know what? I've seen the press corps get a little antsy at times when they start coming down on Fox, because they see it happening to them as well, more and more and more and more and more. So the I don't know. I look at that stuff.
Not to switch gears, I want to tip my hat to Kevin Durant. Great choice of going to Golden State. He made a choice. I heard some people bashing him the other day, and I just couldn't wait to get on your show to say this. There's nothing wrong with that. My thing of it is, he made a business decision, and there's nothing wrong with making a business decision because he's going to win a championship. And what happened right after he made that decision, Westbrook said that he's not going to come back to OKC. So, you know, try and try again. I just wanted to put that out there.
Well, I'm glad you did, because I have no clue to what you're talking about, but that's okay, because I'm not a sports guy.
Okay. I'm sorry.
No, that's okay. I mean, I'm sure there's three people out there who knew what you were talking about. I just not one of them.
Well, maybe knows Hillary. I mean, maybe knows Hillary. I mean,
yeah, there you go. Hey, so I don't know. I look at this stuff, and I can't stand it. I don't know what to do about it. It's not like we're right on top of it all the time and we can make changes to it. But, man, if our people, and when I say our people, I'm talking about sane, moral, normal people, don't really start to get involved in politics, don't engage in and really, truly get involved, we're screwed. This place will be a dictatorship for the next second cycle of elections.
They can't get involved, because if you get involved and you get to a certain level, then they tear you down. And see, here's the thing. The only problem about this is if it wasn't for talk radio and guys like yourself or whatever to allow the conservative side to get out and get on the radio and educate people or whatever, even if you get into these communities and educate the citizens, is what they everything that's trendy, they go with. No one wants to work hard no more. No, everyone wants gimme, 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 gimme. So that's what they go with. And what Hillary stood up and talked about, the same thing Bernie Sanders did. I'm gonna give you this. I'm gonna give you that. I'm gonna give you this. And so then you elect me, and this is what I'll do. She hasn't said anything for what she's gonna do about anything. She's too busy sparring with Trump about this or that, and telling a whole bunch of lies about, you know, the way the economy is, and the economy sucks.
Oh, no. Just ask her. It's not that bad. She'll tell you. It's not that bad. You know what I'm saying?
Well, I guess so. If you're getting $75,000 or $100,000 to talk for 10 minutes or whatever from Goldman Sachs or from these other places. Oh, yeah. And the almighty great George Soros. I'm sorry. I forgot I left him out.
We don't want to do that. All right. So listen. And we're coming in the closing moments here. Go ahead and tell people, first of all, where they get more information about you. And you know what? Since you've been right a couple of times here, does Mosley get disbarred or not?
Mosley's going to get disbarred. Mosley's going to get disbarred. Trust me.
You're an awful positive person. Cool.
Trust. As much as she's a smart young lady, she need to go back to being an insurance adjuster. You can check me out at Corey Press Duncan on Twitter and Corey Press Duncan on Facebook.
And I would imagine if she did the insurance adjusting the same way she handles the law, I would imagine a lot of people got away with murder too when it came to the insurance stuff.
A lot of these young ladies that's in power in Baltimore City is in power because of their daddies, not because of their own merit. It's because of their daddies and who they know. That's why they're in power. To tell you the truth.
Yeah, well, you know, I love when people lie to me. Anyhow, always a pleasure to have you with me, and I do appreciate the time that you spent with me. I'm Joe Messina, your host. You listen to The Real Side on GCN Live. Now, listen up. Kimberly Morgan is going to join me in the next hour. I know she's all wound up. I've asked her not to drink any coffee so we don't have to worry about pulling her off the ceiling or anything else. But I'm sure a lot of people tonight have a lot to say about what went down with Mrs. Clinton. I am Joe Messina, your host. You're listening to The Real Side. We'll be back in just a little bit.